That's what gets us in trouble.
We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the June 21st, 2021 special meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay?
Present.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Hales?
Here.
Councilmember Cusick?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Here.
Councilmember Klein is absent. Mayor Crow?
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda, and no one had requested changes previously. May we have a motion to approve the agenda? Motion by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Again, to all the citizens, thank you for any comments that you have provided to us prior to noon of today. Any comments provided by you to the city clerk will always be forwarded to members of council for our review. You now have before you the consent agenda with one item, the relocation assistance agreement and payment authorization. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Just a question, and perhaps I'm not interpreting this correctly. As we make payments for the relocation program, will the council need to approve each individual payment?
Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, the reason this is being brought before you is because you have not technically established a budget for RPA 2 funds at this point. And so the intention will be to establish that budget as a part of the annual operating budget that's being proposed to you. Hopefully that will be adopted, but it's just a situation right now. You haven't officially established it, so we need to bring these forward to the council for consideration. That's correct.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rose, the city manager's report. I apologize. I was moving right along. Sorry about that. We had a motion and a second for the consent agenda. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I apologize. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, I was able to follow up with Captain Lemons with regards to the question that was proposed about the body camera program during the study session. That program has been fully implemented. They are in the analysis phase of that program now. And so my intention will be to make sure that we get information out to the council and to the public that makes you more aware of what actually is happening with it. On city manager report, item F1, this agenda item asks for authorization to extend the free entry to Centennial Commons and Heman Park not to exceed July the 6th, 2021. If you recall, this cannot be done administratively because my expenditure amount is limited to $25,000, and I believe that this would exceed that amount.
Is there a discussion amongst members of council regarding this, and then we'll have a process as how to move forward? I think we all recognize that we wanted to get the kinks worked out of the system at the pool and at Centennial Commons, also to probably relieve a little bit of the stress that some of our citizens, in particular the families, have gone through during the COVID crisis. I think we all recognize, though, that probably there is a time for this to sunset. And my only hope would be that as we bring this to a conclusion, that we have a good communication strategy to the kids and their parents and the University City Swim Club and the people who use the swim lanes and all those folks who have emailed us rather consistently, that we have a communication plan to them prior to that date so that there are no surprises to individuals, or at least they are minimized when they show up on July the 6th. And I see my colleagues nodding their head. So I know that some of you may have some specific guidance you'd like to give either the city manager or our parks crew, but I think unless I'm missing it, Mr. Rose is simply asking that we go through July the 6th, and that then I think we're asking in response to be a appropriate communication so we don't stub our toes. Members of council, do you have comments or questions of the city manager? Mr. Hales?
Thank you. I didn't hear very much after last weekend. I know that you had mentioned that there was going to be very close attention paid to both facilities, and I was wondering how that went. I assume well, because I didn't hear anything further.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hales, I have not received any comment about concerns being expressed about regarding that operation for the pool or for Centennial Commons. We have Mr. Dunkel here, and I would ask that he come up to the microphone to give us his insight into the operation over the weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Mayor Crow, members of the council. Over this past weekend, things went fairly smooth at both facilities. We have had some hiccups here and there over the past several weeks with some things. And since we have placed a police officer at the pool, all those issues have been greatly minimized. We have seen an increase in non-resident usage of the facility. Part of this is because other municipalities had limited non-resident usage or totally eliminated non-resident usage. So that is creating the need for other use. And so some of those are coming to us. Some other communities are experiencing some of the same things. But we had a relatively smooth weekend from what had been reported to me.
Thank you.
Do we have any idea of, I'm not sure exactly how you track it, so I'll throw this out there and you please take it as liberally as you can. The census track of how many folks are normally using the pool on a heavy flow day, and do we have any idea of how many are non-residents? And we may not.
Mayor Crow, I do not have exact numbers with me, but I can tell you, you know, when we have the warm days, the pool is swamped. It's used quite a bit. We've seen an increase, like I said, for the first week that we were open, we had rainy, kind of cloudy weather. We didn't have great attendance, but since the weather and the temperatures have peaked, we've been seeing really good numbers at the pool from, you know, just from an eyeball standpoint that we've had quite a bit of use.
Right. I guess my question is just when we say eyeballing it, is I remember in one of the many emails that we got that the maximum capacity of the pool is about 900. I'm assuming we didn't hit 900, but I'm assuming we were at 500, 600, 700.
Yeah, I'd say that we're probably around about half, you know, 450 to 500, okay. Probably on a good sunny afternoon is what we're probably reaching.
If there are no other questions of the city manager, I would welcome a motion that the free admission to Centennial Commons and Hemet Park Pool stay in effect until the end of business on July the 6th. Is that correct? Or on the end of business July the 5th?
Honorable Mayor, July the 5th. I believe Sunday.
End of business July the 5th. With an appropriate communication plan. Is there a motion? A motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just a point of clarification. Is the official July 4th holiday the Friday or the Monday? Do we know? Because if it's that Monday and people are going to be off work.
They get in free through the 5th.
Pardon me?
They would get in free through the end of business on the 5th, which is a Monday.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I think Monday probably is the official.
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Hales.
So in our report, the background review says not to exceed through July 6th. So is it the 5th or the 6th?
It would be the close of business on the 5th. well, the close of business for the pool on the 5th and the close of business for Centennial Commons on the 5th. So it would, my intention would be to terminate the free entry at that time.
Okay.
We're all on the same page, everybody, through the end of business on July the 5th. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next agenda item, I'm asking for authorization to waive parking meter fees throughout University City for a period not to exceed 6 months from today's date. The purpose for this action is to assist our small businesses, those in the loop and those at other nodes such as North and South and Delmar, where they would have the ability to advertise that there was free parking for patrons that wanted to visit the various restaurants and retail stores. My intention, if this is approved, is to seek reimbursement of those funds from the Economic Development Retail Sales Tax Fund for approximately $150,000, which is about half of the amount that we would normally collect for those fees.
Are there questions?
These Mr. and McMahon. Fines, I just want to clarify that.
Just in the budget that we looked at, it did have our revenue stream from parking meters and EDRS. I mean, so is this number in there, or will that be a budget amendment if this is approved? Well, how would that work?
The amount of funding, I would need to take a look at it, but if it is approved, the intention would be to make a budget amendment to reflect that we will still receive those revenues just from a different source. And I just want to clarify while I'm on it, it is a combination of the fees for the parking meter as well as the fees that we received from violations. So what I did was look at the 2019 budget to determine what was the amount of revenues that we typically receive from parking meter program, and this is about half of that amount.
Thank you. Mr. Kuzik.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Does this also include then the city-owned parking lot on Delmar in the loop, that there would be free parking in there?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Kusick, what we have looked at this point is the wherever there are meters, which would include Del Mar and the side streets, potentially, yes, the meter parking lot, I think that's number 4, as well as close to the Tivoli building. So all those locations where there are meters, our intention would be to cover those meters for a period not to exceed 6 months.
Parking lot 4 doesn't have meters. So you're talking about the one by the Tivoli and then the park.
Is that 5? It's the one by the Tivoli building.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's not 4. Yeah, that's not 4. Okay. Okay. Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. City Manager Rose, you talked about businesses being able to advertise that the loop had free parking. Is there a plan for the city to also advertise the fact that we have free parking in those key small business areas?
We have not considered that at this point, but certainly that's something that that we will likely pursue along with the Loop Special Business District as far as trying to piggyback on what they're doing. The other developments, the one that comes to mind is the one in North and South and Delmar. They're probably unaware of this action. It was really spurred by the Loop Special Business District, but because it seemed like a positive action, something that would benefit all small businesses, I'm proposing to do it throughout the city. And we'll look at putting together a plan for communicating that to the general public, that free parking would be available if approved within throughout University City, but only for those areas that that desire it. I'm hesitant to say because some areas may decide they would rather have the parking in place. So we'll end up working with those businesses that would prefer to keep the metered parking if they would like to do so.
And, you know, he brings up a good point, particularly with the build, the businesses along Forsyth and Krueger's. I think if you do some free, if you do free parking there, you're probably going to have residents probably absorb a great deal of that. The WashU students probably absorb a great deal of that parking. So we'll probably have that conversation with them. This was a conversation that was actually brought up by the head of the LSBD and by Jessica Buehler. So they sort of took the lead on wanting to do stickers for the parking meter, stickers for the businesses, and get that message out. I think Mr. Rose is right in saying that we probably need to make sure that all the other the areas have some voice in whether we do it free or not, because it may have a detrimental impact that we did not think about when we were just having a meeting with some of the Loop business owners. And I apologize that I think Mr. McMahon's mic is on, but I think I've seen two hands up. So Mr. McMahon.
I'll just be brief. Is it possible that we can then get some feedback from the businesses that participate so we know if it was successful? Because if this is something, you know, on a short-term basis, maybe they'd want to do it at a holiday time or some other time in the future to say it helps. It really did help draw people in, just so we get the feedback, knowing that, you know, how did this work?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember McMahon, absolutely. That'll be the intention.
Mr. Kusick, you had your hand. We're done? Okay, thank you. I realize we actually did not have a motion before us, so I'm not sure if anyone wants to wordsmith the motion or if Mr. Rose, you have the wording you would like to propose for a motion for one of my colleagues to make on the floor.
Honorable Mayor, if the council desires to approve this, I would recommend a motion of the mayor. Authorization is given to the city manager to waive parking meter fees throughout University City for a period not to exceed 6 months.
Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there additional discussion? Mr. Kusick.
Yes, sir. Did you want to add effective today on the end of that? I don't think you clarified when it would start or when it would end.
Yes, I believe once the motion is approved, it would be effective.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to new business. Bill number 9435. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9435, an ordinance authorizing the city manager to permit construction work or activity during otherwise prohibited times containing a sunset clause.
Thank you very much. Are there any council comments to be made this evening? I just have a brief one that I know, I actually believe I do speak for probably all of my colleagues on this one. I had the great pleasure last week to attend the Missouri City Clerks and Finance Officers Association of the Eastern District, of which Ms. Reese has been a member for some time. And I will tell you that we should all be proud of the high esteem in which she is held by her peers. And I had the great pleasure of giving her oath of office as a new board member for that organization. It was sort of like the student swearing in the teacher in this particular case, but she and I made it through. And I will tell you, it was an event that I was very proud to attend. And to Ms. Reese, we thank you, all you do for us, and now for what you will be doing for your association as well. Congratulations. Anything else? Nothing else? I would welcome a motion to adjourn. Is there a motion? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Kusick. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. See you soon.